Tom.
Yep.
I don't know if you've seen. You may have, you may not. There's a prank going around the internet.
Oh yeah.
At the moment. Yeah. Right? It's coming from pretty up pretty high.
Yeah. Is it editing Sarah Vestar Crystal into more movies?
It's not editing Sarah Vestar Crystal into more movies. It's a fake movie. It's a movie that does not exist.
Right.
Wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just downright ridiculous.
Okay.
It's been sent to us a couple of times.
Does it have sometimes even marketing?
Sometimes even marketing.
Yeah.
Just that's a little reference for the people who listen to the intro.
Yeah.
Tom, it's... I think some people have fallen for it.
Yeah.
And therefore sent it to us going like, can you believe this is a real movie? It looks like a Lies to Pitch movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It isn't. It can't be.
It can't be. What is it? The purple crayon.
It's the purple crayon.
Yeah.
Zachary Levi as the baby with a purple crayon.
I think that's what it's called. The purple crayon with Zachary Levi as the baby with the purple crayon.
Yeah. This is a children's book.
Yeah, yeah.
That they're adapting, quote unquote, adapting, yeah. Pretending to adapt, right? So there's a few layers of this.
Mm.
The first layer for me is that it's a children's book that they're adapting. It's not that popular a children's book.
I hadn't heard of it until I saw the poster.
I think it's a bit more popular in the US.
Yeah.
You know, like Dr. Seuss is a bit more popular in the US.
Yeah, Curious George.
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. Peanuts.
It's one of those books where, and we have like, it's like William Bush Wellington's. We had a magic crayon like TV show as well.
Yeah, yeah. Biff, Chip and Kipper.
Yeah, that's the magic key sort of stuff, right? Where, you know, anything this kid draws with the purple crayon becomes real.
Yeah. It's like the Green Lantern, but with a purple crayon.
Yeah, instead. Child goes into space.
Yeah.
And fights off intergalactic terror.
Yeah. With a purple crayon.
Yeah. The first tells me is that, like, it's not that big a franchise. And, yeah, of course the poster was a big, like, what the fuck? This looks made up completely.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like the... From what I can see, this poster, I want to describe the poster to the poster I saw anyway.
Uh-huh.
It looks like, and this is describing my process in making posters now.
Yeah.
It looks like they've typed into Google New York Street.
Yeah.
Zachary Levi, PNG.
New York Street, download that as JPEG.
Yeah, yeah.
Zachary Levi,
PNG. Even download that as JPEG. Just copy paste from Google. And then Zachary Levi, PNG. Oh, you've got to change it to transparent.
Yeah.
And then we
change the shader. If you've got Photoshop, you change the shader of whatever he's wearing.
Yeah.
Which in this case appears to be a romper.
Yeah.
Now we're getting to my second bit,
yeah,
right?
Oh yeah,
because
yeah.
Of course you change the transparency, you put some people around him that you're pretending are in this quote unquote movie.
Yeah.
And then you're good, right? Post it out there, gets a lot of engagement.
Yeah.
The thing that means I don't believe that this exists.
Yeah.
Twofold really. Firstly, casting Zachary Levi as a baby again.
It can't be done.
The man is a walking SNL dupe. I get it. Right? He's your guy.
He's never been on SNL.
No, but he just should be, right?
Yeah.
Like, you look at him and you go, oh, this guy came up through SNL.
Yeah, yeah. Big right? Saturday Night Live energy.
Yeah, yeah.
Zachary Levi, yeah.
Which leads me to the... And then I see, like, screenshots of him, quote-unquote, in the movie, right?
Yeah.
And it's got all the lighting and all the camera, like, the camera, quality of absolute, like, evening late-night TV. And this is why I believe it's a Conan O'Brien bit that we're going to see in a week's time.
The whole thing is
the whole thing
hoax.
Is
yeah.
a hoax. Done by Conan O'Brien to promote a different Zachary Levi
thing. It kind of feels like it's parody of films now.
Yeah,
you know, like, oh yeah, it's this remotely remembered property from back in the day.
Yeah,
with this star that no one likes anymore.
Star that like nobody likes, and it's all to like. People fell out with Zachary Levi over Shazam 2 and some of the... So there was a controversy surrounding it.
It was... I think it was the anti-vax stuff.
Yeah, but, like, he was saying that, like, on the...
Oh, on the press tour. He was like, you should go see the movie and never get vaccines. I think that's what he said.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe, I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. That was a really weird press junkie.
It was a strange one.
Yeah.
But he like, and he's like, you'll never get superpowers, he says, if you have a vaccine. But like, so people fell out with it with that. So his name isn't Top Banana.
It's just above Chris Pratt, isn't it?
Yeah. Although Chris Pratt is bigger, like the name. Like,
yeah,
Zachary Levi.
If Zachary Levi was like as big as Chris Pratt, which he could have been, like Star Lord, he's that kind of actor. If it was, he'd be like same level.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know, actually. Chris Pratt really dug deep.
He did, and keeps doing. And this is the thing, it's almost believable that he's taken this terrible looking. Cheap role,
yeah,
because he can't get work anywhere else.
In Garfield,
it doesn't feel soon enough.
It
doesn't feel soon enough after Shazam 2 for him to be like, all right, I'll be in this.
It feels like there's a movie that Dean Cain and Tara Reid are in. Like, it's like a talking hedgehog or something like that. And the poster looks like something.
It's like Hank the Talking Hedgehog, isn't it?
Something along those. Like, it's one of those ones that people have sent us. And been like, did you pitch this?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I'm so sure that this is, and I'll be happy to be wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I won't, because I don't want this to be a thing. But like, I reckon there's a decent chance that I'm wrong, and this is just like the cheapest movie anyone's ever seen.
Yeah.
But I reckon it is. Like, it just looks so much like this is a, like, we razzed you all. You may have seen posters for
what else would it be advertising?
Zachary Levi's new. It's just, yeah,
this is an advert for movies. I guess.
Maybe he's got a book. I don't know.
Maybe who knows?
Like, maybe he's gonna be on Conan.
No one's gonna read it.
Yeah.
What's he gonna say? Don't get vaccinated.
It might do. People might listen to him. Yeah. Who knows?
Maybe.
But he's. Like, people are going to forget that if they've just been got by a prank that says Zachary Levi is going to be in a purple weird... Like, he's wearing a romper, and he's an adult in a romper.
Wait, is he playing a baby?
Like, so in the book...
Yeah, it's a baby.
It's not a baby, it's like a child, but it's like a bold child, you know? Like, it's... like, if you look at the art in the books...
Yeah.
I saw, Casper. Like, kind of. Like, Chris McFeely. I must get that quite a lot.
Yeah.
Chris McFeely, of Sonic the Comics podcast and Transformers the Basics, was tweeting about the sort of the original art versus this unhinged depiction.
Yeah, it's... So you came to it a different way I did. Because I saw it on a Jimquisition fan page.
Harold and the Purple Crayon is the one, which might be the name of the Talking Hedgehog as well.
So, I thought Sonic was the Talking Hedgehog. So I came to it a completely different way. I came to it through a Jimquisition page, in which... a friend of the show, Stuart Dunlop, commented on the picture of the poster going, this looks like something...
From a podcast
I know. And I was like...
Didn't link the podcast.
Yeah. it wouldn't be, and I linked Life's a Pitch podcast, and then that's when Stuart was like, you're on this page as well?
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, it's it led me to, though, stars like that usually go on to do films that don't feel right. And I'm going to bring up this poster that I found the other day for a film that exists.
Yep.
I don't know why I got to this page on IMDb. Paradise City.
Okay.
I'm going to look up the date. A 2022 film.
Yep.
Starring John Travolta and Bruce Willis. Right?
Okay.
And listeners, you need to look this poster up on IMDb because it's something I've made. If you just put the Life's a Pitch podcast presents...
Yeah, they did not stand there for that, did they?
Yeah.
They did not stand for those photos.
Someone has Googled John Travolta holding gun or just John Travolta and stuck his face onto someone holding a gun's body. And then they've got a completely different photo.
I think that's a photo of Bruce Willis from Red.
It might be. It might be. Because it looks like a photo of Bruce Willis off the set of something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or just a paparazzi
just
photo
of Bruce. Crossing
a
road
yeah.
in New York.
Yeah. It's a photo of Bruce Willis, a paparazzi photo of Bruce Willis PNG'd. And then stuck on what can only be described as I've typed in Vietnam War into Google.
Because also, like, it looks like John Travolta's shadow is going over Bruce Willis's face.
But the light is coming from behind them.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense. And that's why it looks like a film poster I've done.
Yep. It doesn't make any sense. It's a little. It's quite low effort.
Yeah.
It's done
it looks
for
very low effort.
It's done for a weekly podcast.
Yeah, it looks like they've spent less time on it than I do.
Yeah, you spend more time than... Yours are usually better than that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a film with John Travolta and Bruce Willis in. Those guys were in Pulp Fiction.
To be fair, we're always casting Bruce Willis and John Travolta, so...
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
We are.
I don't think we've ever cast Bruce Willis. I'm going to say we've never cast Bruce Willis.
Pitch heads.
Pitch heads.
Let us know if we've ever cast... Pitchnoids.
We've never settled on
that. We never came up with a name for y'all.
What are we going to call a collective of five people?
I don't know, a collective of five slightly unhinged people.
But, speaking of business.
Yeah.
That was a segue and a half, wasn't it? That's,
oh, yeah.
Doing a lot of heavy lifting there with that segue.
So we call it, you call it a segue. I call it a moped on a...
Going through a brick wall.
Doing a wheelie.
Here's the topic of conversation now. Business biopics.
Yeah.
Been a lot of them recently. You know, with the advent, like, everyone's got a streaming service now.
Yeah.
It's like, what can we churn out that doesn't cost much?
Yeah.
And is a story? Have you noticed this?
Yeah, yeah. We just need people sitting in a room talking to each other.
Yeah.
And then one of them shouting stakes at the other.
Yes, exactly. It's like, we need to get Michael Jordan to say yes to these trainers. Otherwise, we're in the shit.
You'll never get flaming hot on these Cheetos. That's a real one.
Oh my god. Fun fact I learned the other day, actually, speaking about Air Jordans, right? So Air Jordans are the biggest shoes Nike have ever done.
Mm-hmm.
Endorsed by Michael Jordan, obviously. Who do you think is the... What sport do you think is the second highest selling shoe?
What sport has and the who, highest
and,
selling
and
shoe?
And who, what professional do you think is it?
Now it would be easy to say soccer because you'd be like lots of people are lots of people play it's the most popular sport in the world.
Yeah.
But, like, people play soccer without football boots for the most part.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's buying football boots. They're not...
Yeah.
I want to say something fucked up, like golf.
No.
No?
No. Think me.
Think you.
Think why would I know this fact?
Is it American footballs?
No.
Okay. Is it tennis?
No. Oh, I've never been involved in... Yeah, I hate tennis.
You play squash, so you probably have the same shoes.
No. Okay. Squash is vastly superior to tennis. I don't know why we watch Wimbledon every year. We should be watching squash.
Yeah, it's pretty much the strawberries and cream.
Yeah, fair enough. It's keeping the strawberries and cream industry just up there.
I feel sorry for them.
Yeah. Someone's got to appease the gods of Henman Hill.
What is it? What's the
skateboarding?
Skateboarding.
Yeah, and can you guess the professional skater?
Harold Etney.
I'm going to stop you there. You will not be able to guess the skater.
Is it? Hang on.
No.
Wait, Tom. I've got this. It's Kareem Campbell.
Nope.
Okay. Heir to the soup fortune.
Yeah.
It's Bam Margarine.
Bam Margarine. No.
Smooth flips.
Smooth flips from Bam Margarine. No dairy at all.
I've exhausted my list of skaters.
Exactly. Well, this one I know you don't know because I only know him because I had a cutout poster from a magazine on my wall.
You're telling me he wasn't in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3?
No, okay. He was not. He wasn't in any Tony Hawk's games or like Skate or whatever.
Because that's the only ones I know.
Yeah. Stefan Janoski.
Okay. Right?
Apparently, he had a shoe which was like the second best-selling Nike shoe.
Oh.
Nike? There's a wing in the Nike building named after him.
The Janowski wing.
Yeah. I had no idea about that until I saw a documentary on him the other day.
There you go.
Crazy.
A business biopic indeed.
Yes. Yeah. About the most chilled out guy in the world, apparently.
But like there's especially a vested interest in getting these things funded by the people they're about, right?
Yeah.
Like, it raises their profile, it etches them into history, the good and the bad, it makes a story about them, they can, in a way they can control it.
It's like that documentary about Frank Sinatra that painted him out to be a saint.
Made by his family.
Yeah.
It's like, the man's a gangster, just accept it.
Yeah. He went around kissing babies. He brought someone back to life with his music at one point.
With his watery wine.
Yeah.
The trailer that really fucking caught me by surprise.
Yeah.
That this movie existed was a surprise, that that this is the tack.
Yeah.
I'll give you a clue. It's available on Amazon Prime now.
Is it?
Yeah. It's Bezos.
Is it?
There's a Bezos movie. The Jeff Bezos movie.
Who's playing Jeff Bezos?
I don't know. I don't think anyone I knew.
Yeah.
It's called Bezos. And it's got 4.3 on IMDb and a low 4.3 out of 10 on IMDb.
It's
and a
the
low,
worst
low
rated movie on Amazon
3.5
Prime.
3.5 out of 5 on Amazon UK.
That's low on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Because most films of any quality have like 4 or 5
stars. Yeah, it's really funny, yeah. It's
rare you see anything below 3 on Amazon Prime.
It's called Bezos the Beginning, holy shit.
What?
So
who's playing Bezos?
Armando Gutierrez.
Oh my god, I have no idea who any of these people are.
I think I've come across Emilio Estefan Jr. But yeah, Kevin Sorbo's in it. Oh, that explains some stuff.
Yeah.
Kevin Sorbo.
Who's Kevin Sorbo?
Used to be Hercules in that TV Hercules TV show.
Yeah.
And also a really fundamentalist right wing Christian. the trailer for this movie Are you watching it now?
No, I'm just reading the description on IMDb.
Yeah, it's the proper, it's what you expect.
I've not even got past the first sentence and I'm chuckling.
Yeah, because it's about him starting it out of his garage,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to read this out and I'm just going to let you guess where I laugh. Bezos chronicles the true life story of Jeff Bezos, a humble yet awkward entrepreneur on his mission to create Amazon, the world's largest e-commerce company, and turning himself into the richest man in the world.
It's so tedious.
That's his mission,
turning himself into the richest man in the world. I watched the trailer, Tom.
Yeah.
And it is galling. Like, because right, firstly, the stakes of this, right? Yeah. He's in this garage with a bunch of people and they're like, and they have the scene in it. Oh my God. They have the scene in it where they're painting signs.
Yeah.
Right. To try and figure out the name of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like book to you and they're like, nah. And then of course he's got like one black friend,
yeah,
who's like, who they, I presume they have in that room so that he can go, I like that. And when he points at Amazon and everyone's supposed to go, yes, yes.
Well, I think the scene should go like, well, what do we cut down to make these books? We're bringing the Amazon to you.
But the stakes are hilarious because the baddie is the guy who owns Barnes & Noble. Right? And he's there in meetings with Jeff Bezos, like in the park or something, yeah, going like, I'm the biggest guy in books.
Just walking, all right? Walking up to him in the park.
And he's like, and he's saying this, right? I own the biggest books. I am books. Right? And it's like, it's just this hilarious, like, making a villain out of like the one bit of competition you had, and then the way he, you know, the hero moment, the way he gets around it.
Right,
there's two things he does.
Is it one of those trailers that you see the whole?
Yes,
film, see
the whole movie. Yeah, sure, yeah. The two things he does is firstly phone people up and ask for money. He's like, yeah, we really need 10 million. Like, he's just phoning people he knows up and asking for money.
Yeah.
That's, I shit you not, at least 25 seconds of this trailer, yeah, is him phoning people up and asking for money. And the second one, and like large sums of money.
Yeah.
And the second one is him explaining the internet. And like that's the trial. That's his valley of trials in this movie is him phoning up his aunt and saying, No, the internet.
It's gonna be on the internet. What? I don't go to a bookshop. No, we send the books to you.
Well, I hate the idea. I've no idea what you mean. I'll only give you $355 million.
Because that's how much I've got spare.
That's your pocket money.
That's your pocket money this week.
Yeah.
See you later, Jeff.
Bye-bye, love
Wire
you.
Wire transfer from Zurich, there we go. But, just wow.
Yeah, it's worth a watch, the trailer. But yeah, not because it's a good trailer, not because it's going to entertain you, really. I've pretty much given you all the fun that you're going to get there. But it's just seeing it in all its, like, trying too hard glory, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You know how, like, good films sort of ask a question?
Yeah.
And in this one, it's kind of like a sort of, like, oh, how did this man become... Like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
And I think what we should be asking is, how did this happen?
How did we let this happen?
How did we let this happen? Same question, different inflection. That's what we should be asking with Bezos, an Amazon story or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's just, you know, like, you can choose anyone you want. Like, it's these false narratives that you, like, that these business biopics making someone simply doing a thing that, like, they end up getting lucky and getting paid, making that into a heroic narrative is always something I'm going to be, like, side-eyeing, you know?
Yeah, I want to see the domino meme of Jeff Bezos starting a book company from his garage to the big domino being someone pissing on the floor of a warehouse.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what I want to see
Amazon
in a Bezos movie.
Crying booths.
Yeah. You only get 10 minutes.
10 minutes and you're visible from the knees down.
Jesus Christ. Oh, how did this happen? Well, then again, like, that sounds ridiculous. But I also enjoyed Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's because Tom, you are a big fan of him.
I'm a big fan of Apple
company, yeah.
Like, as in, like, as much of a fan as you can be of a big, massive
tech
corporation.
And
I use a lot of their products.
And they then for very many years, especially in our adolescence, they generated a very good, like, but, you know, it's the cult of Apple. They did a really good marketing job.
Yeah, and the film's quite compelling in sort of navigating that whole era.
Yeah.
And again, like with *Halt and Catch Fire*, completely fictional, completely fictional. Mm. But I'm hooked.
Yeah,
I'm hooked in these business people's lives, coming up with ideas.
Yeah,
same with *Social Network*. A film that's completely fictional.
Yeah.
Like, there's only... I'm pretty sure the only things, like, that are true in it are the names.
Yeah.
The
name of Facebook, yeah.
And the fact that... who's the Facebook man?
Mark Zuckerberg?
Mark Zuckerberg made it.
Yeah.
I think that might be the only thing that's true in those movies. Yeah. In that movie.
And that's it, isn't it? Like, because nobody wants to admit that, you know, 90% of business is just, like, people being shits to each other.
And, oh, yeah.
And being nice to the person in the room who's got the most money.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. It's not like defying the... You're not defying the establishment to start a business. Like, you know, like, these people who are like, oh, no, it's market disruption. It's like, market disruption is literally the process of being rich enough to make something cheaper than your competition.
Yeah, exactly.
For long enough that they go out of business and then becoming their business.
Yeah.
It's not new. You're not doing anything that's like... Yeah, I don't know. It's not interesting to me to see your rich business investor go, I don't know that this is going to work. And then they say, here's the way I'm going to prove to you that this is going to work. And then they go, all right, you've got my $1 million.
They're strange propaganda pieces.
Mm, they really are.
It's odd.
So what we're going to do this week is we're going to try as hard as possible to make good propaganda pieces for terrible companies.
Yes, we're gonna make terrible people look like the Messiah.
We're throwing away our normal format, and this one is just Lockheed Martin the movie.
The superhero.
The meeting
Lockheed
of Lockheed
Martin.
And Martin.
Oh, I thought it was just one guy.
Oh, I don't know.
You know, like, Martin Lewis or something.
Yeah. Well, you can never trust someone who's got two first names. Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Hello. Hello, Martin. Hello, Lockheed.
Yeah. There you go.
Lockheed.
Really never trust someone who's got two last names.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
Johnson and Johnson. I've never heard of anyone else.
Full name.
I've never heard of anyone called, like, you know, James Johnson.
Yeah.
But, like, Johnson and Johnson, is it?
My name's Johnson A. Johnson. What's the A stand for? And.
Yeah, so we're going
to
be...
You know what my mum used to say to me when I used to get bullied at school for having a ridiculous name like this?
Ridiculous surname?
No more tears, Johnson & Johnson.
No more tears.
You'll be the soap king of the world one of these days.
Oh, let's pitch the movie.
Let's pitch some movies. From Rebecca, enter film quote here later, Beachy. We've got Twitter, an Elon Musk story.
Twitter, an Elon Musk story.
Yeah.
An Elon Musk story.
Ah.
Twitter, a Elon Musk story.
Yeah.
So, like... He didn't found it, but are we being paid? Are we being paid to pretend that Elon Musk founded Twitter?
Yes, yes. No, it's Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah.
It's Tommy Wiseau as Elon Musk.
Yeah.
And he's like, I just wish I could voice my...
My very short thoughts.
My very, very short thoughts. All my thoughts are less than 160 characters.
And who's the guy who is Mark, isn't it? Mark somebody who actually created Twitter.
Zuckerberg. No, it's... I don't know.
I'm going to find out. Yeah.
Mark Ronson.
Jack Dorsey. Jack Dorsey is the founder of Twitter.
Okay, who's playing Jack Dorsey?
Who's playing Jack Dorsey? I think... Okay, hang on. Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, right? Okay.
So...
We've got Tommy Wiseau and Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
In the same movie.
And so, what's going to happen is that... I think maybe Tommy Wiseau is playing Jack Dorsey because I think that Elon Musk is there like, I've just about finished saving the world from mind collapse. and then he's like, but if I start this company about, this website about voicing my very short opinions and it's just me, people are going to be... They're not going to want to help the world. They're just going to want to read what I have to say. So I guess I'll have to create an alter ego.
Oh, so they're the same person.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But
is it like that's Fight
when
Club?
That's when we have Nicolas Cage.
It's like Fight Club.
Yeah.
But Tommy Wiseau.
But because Tommy Wiseau is directing this.
Yeah.
Or Elon Musk is directing the same level of competence.
Yeah.
Because of that, they don't understand the metaphor of the, like, personality break in Fight Club.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just, they both know that they're
each... Sometimes it's Nick Cage there.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just him talking with someone else.
Sometimes it's Nick Cave. Yeah.
He messed up on the call sheet. The crew is really confused.
Just three men with dark curtains and a receding hairline.
They do kind of look the same. Yeah. Nick Cave and Tommy Wiseau definitely a resemblance
There is a bit of a resemblance there. Less so with Nick Cage, but a little bit still.
Yeah.
He's definitely done those, like, you know, his... Face Off, he's very Wiseau.
The photo of him in Superman as well.
Yeah.
His long, dark hair stuff. He looks, very haggard.
So Tommy Wiseau or Elon Musk really just want to get his short thoughts out because every single one of them he believes will
I did
help
not
the world
hit her! I did not!
Will help the world in some way, like... he'll be doing things like... Bees are disappearing. Concerning. stuff like Bernie Sanders is talking on TV and he just sends a message to him that just says, I keep forgetting that you're still alive.
It is very Tommy Wiseau, isn't it?
The coronavirus panic is dumb.
These are real tweets from Elon Musk.
Yep. Kids are essentially immune, but elderly with existing conditions are vulnerable. Family gatherings with close contact between kids and grandparents, probably most risky.
What?
Doge barking at the moon.
Hi, Doji.
Pronouns suck. Doing my best to help the underpopulation crisis. A collapsing birth rate is the biggest danger civilization faces by far.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those are all lines worked into the movie as well.
Yeah.
So randomly in... So yeah. I think that's that.
That's that, yeah.
It doesn't have any threat in it at all.
No.
Like The Room. Nothing really happens.
No, I think Mark Zuckerberg tries to stop him.
Oh yeah.
Right. And it's one of those situations where Elon Musk is in the same room as Mark Zuckerberg, and Mark Zuckerberg doesn't know who's the... Mark Zuckerberg is like a bad... He's the baddie.
Yeah.
He's played by... who plays a really good... Saltburn guy. Barry Keoghan.
Barry Keoghan. Yeah.
So Barry
Saltburn
Keoghan...
Saltburn guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's playing Mark Zuckerberg, right? As a scary menace, right?
Yeah.
And... he's saying things like, I have people killed all the time.
Jesus Christ.
I just have them killed. And I think I'll have to have this Jack Dorsey man killed as well, because he's creating this website.
Oh, no.
And
Jack Dorsey, who could that be?
Yeah.
I'm Elon.
I wonder who the secret identity of Jack Dorsey is.
Imagine if Elon Musk really committed to the Batman thing.
Yeah.
But his version of Batman was the entrepreneur who created Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was me all along.
He says as he throws Mark Zuckerberg into a virtual world of his own making.
The metaverse, into the metaverse you go.
I put the metaverse inside the metaverse so you can metaverse while you metaverse, Mark.
Hi, Mark. I'm just a humble man from small beginnings. I have diamond mine,
I've
don't
never
you?
Seen an emerald.
I've never seen an emerald. The only emerald I've seen is in Sonic the Hedgehog.
Because I'm a gamer.
I'm a gamer too.
Relatable.
Relatable.
Hashtag gamer. I invented those.
It's a very Donald Trump there.
Very Donald Trump sort of guy.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
So, if you didn't know how Twitter was made before...
Now you know.
Hello, just want to say thank you for listening to the Life's a Pitch deleted scenes.
We hope you've enjoyed it. If you have, maybe consider sharing it with your friends on social media, by word of mouth, anywhere really. Maybe put it onto a thumb drive and just throw it at someone. And maybe even reviewing it on wherever you got it. If you find it somewhere on iTunes or Acast or wherever, maybe review it there. 5 stars, thumbs up. Give everyone the heads up.
Like I said before, thank you. Cheers.
Right.
Bye.